Charlotte protests turned violent.
I stood right next to that man when he got shot in the head over there. I was wiping off his blood.
Renewed fighting in Syria.
Warplanes and artillery pounding opposition-held areas.
The truth about your energy-efficient TV.
What they did might not be illegal, but it's clearly bad faith.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A night of chaos, violence, and destruction in Charlotte. Anger over the fatal police shooting of a black man boiling over. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets, and North Carolina's governor called out the National Guard. This morning, it's quiet.
To see uptown, this ghost town now, to see all this destruction, to see all this litter and trash, it's like something really, really bad has happened here.
Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent David Begno.
It was the second straight night that the city center of Charlotte erupted in violence. Protesters clashed with and in many cases taunted police. Police and riot gear declared an unlawful assembly, ordering the crowds to disperse after some protesters started vandalizing and looting businesses. Police and journalists were attacked. Store and car windows smashed. A night that started as a peaceful prayer vigil.
I'm Jim Crisul in Charlotte. Hundreds took to the streets in protest, and at times the chanting was deafening as it echoed off the tall buildings here in the caverns of uptown Charlotte. They demanded justice, chanting Black Lives Matter. What do we want? Justice. No justice, no peace.
At least one person was shot and critically wounded in the mayhem last night. Charlotte's mayor says she hopes the family of Keith Lamont Scott, who was shot and killed by an officer Tuesday, gets to see dash cam video of what happened sometime today. A different story in Tulsa, where there have been protests over a fatal police shooting, but there's been no violence. Terrence Crutcher, an unarmed black man, was shot and killed by white officer Betty Shelby last week. KOTV reporter Emery Bryan on the streets last night.
We shall overcome.
Peaceful from beginning to end. The protest wasn't even loud until someone found a bullhorn near the end of it.
I'm here because she overreacted and this man is dead.
If you're a man of color, it seems like doing the right thing doesn't matter because wrong things could happen to you.
They need to pay for it just like I would have to pay for it if I took somebody's life.
But Joseph Henderson doesn't believe race was necessarily involved in the Crutcher shooting.
It's a lot of pressure on the police nowadays, and I feel like sometimes they overreact. They're human like anybody else. They overreact.
In the New York, New Jersey bomb investigation, authorities want to talk with two men seen on video Saturday night removing an explosive device to take the bag that's holding it. The NYPD's John Miller on CBS This Morning.
These guys take the pressure cooker out, put it down. They don't seem to pay much attention to it, and they walk away. We want the bag. Yeah. It may have evidence. It may have explosive residue. It may have other forensics, and it's very valuable.
Puerto Rico spent a night in the dark as a fire at a power plant knocked out electricity to the entire U.S. territory. People were stuck in elevators and on trains. Traffic snarled.
It's a little bit of madness right now. Traffic lights aren't working. There's a lot of traffic. The cops have been assigned them to run the traffic a little bit.
Well, officials hope to restore power today. Syria's President Assad denies his country's warplanes or Russian jets hit an aid convoy this week, killing 20 people. The U.S. has blamed Russia. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer on the Syrian civil war's resumption.
After last week's shaky ceasefire, this war is on again with a vengeance. Casualties had dropped to almost nothing, but are now climbing again. The opposition reports that 53 people were killed in the last 24 hours of bombing. Some of them were armed fighters, but some were women and children.
Mankind may never end war, but a big bet has been placed on science wiping out disease. CBS's Bill Whitney tells us a social media king and his pediatrician wife are causing a stir in the world of philanthropy.
Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan are pledging more than $3 billion to an effort at curing, preventing, or managing all disease by the end of the century. The plan calls for a research center called a bio-hub to bring experts together in one place. Zuckerberg says we spend 50 times more treating people than we spend on research to cure their ailments.
Well, turns out the Energy Star rating on that TV you bought may not mean much once you get your hands on the remote. CBS's Barry Bagnano joins us.
A simple setting change like increasing the brightness can jack up the amount of power your TV uses. Noah Horowitz at the Natural Resources Defense Council says the government's energy ratings are outdated.
Consumers are going to pay an extra $1 billion in electricity costs over the life of their TVs. The environment is suffering as well because we have 5 million more tons of global warming pollution.
That's misleading, industry representative Gary Shapiro contends.
Americans generally don't change the default settings.
And he says with so many smartphones and other devices now in homes, TV share of power usage actually is falling. Steve?
Well, today President Obama awards the National Medal of Arts and the National Humanities Medal. CBS's Pam Coulter on some of the 24 recipients.
The honorees helped define the nation's cultural heritage. Barry Gordy with the Motown sound from the Jackson 5 to the Temptations. I can turn the gray sky blue. For those who like it hot, there's Grammy-winning trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. And Chef Jose Andres, who puts the fun in food.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Some of Hollywood's biggest stars are among this year's honorees, including actor Morgan Freeman.
I find I'm so excited I can barely sit still to hold a thought in my head.
And Mel Brooks.
Remember, open it before you eat it.
Lighting up the Broadway stage. Maybe this time. Six-time Tony winner Audra McDonald. Pam Coulter, CBS News, The White House.
Maybe this time he'll stay. Actress Marion Cotillard has announced she's pregnant and denies any romantic involvement with Brad Pitt. Some stories about the Pitt-Angelina Jolie split mention Cotillard as one of the possible reasons. The Oscar winner is in a long-time relationship. On Instagram, she says it'll be her one and only comment on the matter. The resume is an employer's window on a job applicant's world. CBS's Peter King has more on the streaks, smudges, and cracks that have been found.
A new survey of employers says 3 in 4 have found major league lies or boneheaded mistakes on resumes from people who want to work for them.
An applicant stated that they had a great attention to detail, but they accidentally spelled attention wrong.
That one's a favorite for career builders Michael Irwin, and an auto-corrected name from Flynn to Flintstone, and yes, you guessed it, the man's name really was Freddie. You can't make this stuff up, and that's the point.
Be remembered for your skills and remember for your professionalism and not for the mistakes you made on your resume.
Peter King, CBS News.
Former NBA player in Sacramento, Mayor Kevin Johnson is okay after he was hit in the face with a pie at a charity dinner. One account says Johnson reacted by punching out his assailant, who now faces felony assault charges. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.